Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Trask.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ATS JR Company's morning meeting. We are so appreciative to have each and every one of you with us. If this is your first time joining us, the ATS Daily Morning Meetings is our actual morning meetings that we have every morning before we get our day started, where Antonio dishes out the orders, remind us of what we have not completed, and gives us the in-depthness of, okay, so with this going on, this is why this is happening. With this going on, this is why this is happening. So you are literally behind the scenes of the operational side of the ATSJR companies. With that being said, I now transfer this over to our founder, our CEO, the one, the only, the innovator, the legend, often imitated but can never be duplicated, Mr. Antonio T. Smith.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, there will be orders today, and I will be telling you what you have not completed today. Okay, there will be. Grace, you're taking notes today, not you, Deanna. Deanna, I'm going to allow you to multitask. Publish books right now. Grace, you taking notes? Deanna. You can start off with, sorry, I'm streaming. All right, my God, dog it. Look here. I'll tell you something. I don't care that it's my book law. You understand? Because I'm not making no money from it, and I'm giving it away. But it's a big deal to her publishing company. You understand? And right now, I know when people start sabotaging themselves. So don't pay too much attention to me and start your dreams. Because everything has flowed to you easily and frequently. You've had a better 2021 in first week than you had all last year. You understand? So stop sabotaging me. Come on now. There you go. Y'all unmute your mics and clap for her. Not for her. All right. Let me tell you something. Let me teach y'all something, okay? All of you have a little money bar in your head, a little success bar. And if you hit that, what you will do is find out how much of a sabotager you are. Deanna hit that in 3 days. I kid you not. No, I'm dead serious, okay? Money outside of me, she has a bar. Money with me, she has no bar. Yeah, I'm talking today, God dog. I recognize what happened. Yes, I was trying to hint at her. Hey, do this. So now, hand down, you understand? No, ain't nothing good, right? No, I ain't even tell her what I was gonna do. Yes, ma'am, sit on the mic.
Can you tell me my blind spots before?
Nope.
Nope.
She's completely blindsided. But this ain't embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. But we all go through it. We all go through it. I watched in 3 days, she matched her total income outside of in 3 days. Three. You understand what I'm saying? Like three. And what happened is her subconscious said, well, this is not lit. Mm-hmm. So now she's on autopilot. You know what I'm saying? And nothing's going to come from it because she would have hit, you know, she would have did the same success she did last year because that's successful. But that is not what we call to do. It's in all of us. You're an example today, but somebody needs to hear this. It's in all of us. If I could be a billionaire, I would already be a billionaire. Do you understand? I'm hitting mine, or my plan is not good enough. It's one of the two. There is nothing else. You understand? If I don't have $1 billion, there's only two things that have, well, three things total that have occurred. There's nothing else. Thing number one, I am not planting $1 billion. Like, that's just, you know, that's the most basic. Most fundamental would be a better word there. Most fun. Go ahead, type it. Number one, oh, I'm sorry, you wait for two and three. Number two, my plan is trash. I got $1 million plan for $1 billion goal. Number one is I'm not planting millionaire seeds, right? Billionaire seeds. I'm out here, I don't know, spending all my money or you know, there's an infinite possibilities of what that means. You know what I'm saying? There's an infinite way to be a billionaire, infinite amount of ways to be a billionaire. There's also an infinite amount of ways not to be one. You get, number one is that I am not planting billionaire seeds. I am, I don't know, monkey shining. You know, instead of investing it back into my company, you understand? Right? I can think of another phrase. Now, number two is my plan is not good enough. It means I'm not planting bad seeds, but my plan is not the plan to get there. You understand? Now, of course, in all of this, persistence is understood. Number three, my awareness hasn't reached 1 billion yet. Just that's it, y'all. If you wanted me to simplify all y'all religious texts, there you go. That's it. It's that simple. If you don't have what you want, it falls in those three categories. You're planting not what you want seeds. Okay. You are, your awareness hasn't caught up with the money you desire or the things you desire. Or your plan is just trash. Go ahead, Deanna.
So what you have unintentionally done is answer the question for me that I've been wondering for like the past couple of months or so. Because I was wondering why money that comes to me outside of ATS dwindles when it gets to me. But money inside of ATS consistently increases. And you just answered the question for me because I did not know that was there. I honestly did not. Thank you. Like, seriously, thank you. Thank you very much. Because now that you brought it to life for me, now that I have acknowledged it, now, like you said, you can't change or shift anything that you don't acknowledge. Now that I've acknowledged it, I'm grateful because that was starting to worry me. It was really starting to worry me. So thank you, Antonio.
Well, I'm coming.
Again, this time, can you like shine a light in my shadow?
Nope, I won't. I'm coming after all y'all heads. Now, I said, we'll be on. That's why you taking notes and you multitasking. You know what I'm saying? Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is because let me explain what's happening to my COO. My COO has become my business equal. You understand? And now has desires to do the same thing outside of me. You understand? But when you learn how to do it in-house, when it's time, it's easy to play with my money. You know what I'm saying? It's real easy to play with my money. You know, it's real easy. When you go play with your money, you
feel better too.
Yes, it sure does. You know, you go play with your money, it's a little different. You know, it's a little different. Easy to understand that. Most of you are having the same problem in one of these categories. Your awareness hasn't reached your money. Jim Rohn tells you, if you don't go out to money, money will dwindle down to you. I don't know that many quotes, but the ones I know apply. They fix my life, all right? I only know the quotes that fix my life. You understand? So that's all the ones I know. Well, there you go. So you multitask, and right after this meeting, I'm going to do some stuff, but you got you a whole hour, and you just going to focus on that. You understand? Right after this meeting, you got a whole solid hour of none interrupt. Don't call her. I'm saying on text, you got a whole solid hour just to do that. Just to do that. I mean, you can multitask all day, but you got a whole uninterrupted hour. You got me? My friends, if you want to grow your success team, which I'm about to bring up here in a little bit, if you want to grow your success teams, you may want to start treating those people on your success team like they actually have dreams. Right? Just that simple, right? If you treat them like they're growing your income, that's exactly how they're going to respond to you. People resisting you because you're trying to use them. If you recognize Samuel got dreams, he's doing this for a reason. And every time you see Samuel slipping, you say, hey, get in the car. Let's just go build your team today. That was for somebody. I don't know who it was for, but I'm sure if it was on my mind all night, I'm vibrating at somebody frequency. You understand? All right, I ain't bothering nobody no more. I'm leaving Lee alone on that right now. on that right now. Does anybody want to confess your sins before I move on? Anybody? All right, let's keep going. You look good this morning, Sam. Look good. All right. That's that.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Maybe I can ask just one question. And again, I don't mind beating this drum, but I think it's so critical in helping us move along. How many people on your success team have you encouraged to do the standout assessment?
All of them have done it, if I'm not.
No, oh, I meant, I meant oh, on their success yes. team.
Yeah. It's a good question. Grace, grab that link. They really, I want to say Phil is right, but that's an understatement. You really do need to... let me tell you the way I want to tell y'all. If the universe keeps telling you the same exact thing over and over, and you do not take advantage of what is being told to you, the universe is going to keep you in a cycle to attempt to teach you the lesson. If Phil keeps saying it, and you keep staying alive to hear it again, it means whatever he is saying is serving you. Even if the assessment is not for you, should you take it, it will lead you to something or some revelation that is for you, because everything is for you. That's the way I really want to tell it to you. That's my Thursday energy. You understand? If it keeps coming up, then you need to go ahead and take it. Prosperity is in your face and you keep passing it up. Go ahead, Sammy. Going back.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Well, the problem I was having, and I even reached out and Jerry responded last week. Well, no, that was the week before, I believe, that I keep sending it, trying to get in it. And I know one time we had a code when I first did it, but that one went away. I did that back in like July, but that was like while I was injured. So when I first did it, we had a code that we was using. And then Jerry told me to go check my spam and stuff. And I still don't see it when it says, we're going to send this to your email address. So I've still been having a problem getting in there for me for some reason. So I've been hearing y'all listening, and I even reached out last week, but I'm still in the same spot. And again, I know the first time I did it, I had a code. I don't even know where that notebook is at. I probably left it at work. Somebody moved it. But so what do I do?
Nah, it's not sure. It's not up for you to do no more. Now that you, the same chastisement I just gave you, right? You just now put back on us. Now that I know that I've got the resources to fix your problem, the universe says, Antonio, fix the problem. If you don't, I'm going to keep you in the cycle somewhere, right, that keeps on having these type of problems until you learn it, right? Grace, he's on your team, right?
Monica.
Monica, where you at?
I'm here.
Easy solution.
What are you referring to? A code for? Well, I'm trying to figure out what we're referring to. A code for what?
Phil will tell you.
Yeah, for the assessment, you don't need a code now. If you just go to marcusbuckingham.com and get into it now. If you did it before, they have that you've already done it. So you have to do it. If you need to do it again, you have to do it with a different email. But right now, you don't need a code. You just go to marcusbuckingham.com. It comes up, and you're off to the races.
I want to second what Samuel is saying, because I, too, have been having that problem. As recently as yesterday, I went on the site again. And it told me that it was going to give me a code. It was going to send a code to my email. And then when I check my email and my spam, there's no code there. I've tried to do this at least 3 different times, and it keeps telling me the same thing.
That's new, because before they haven't been doing that.
No worries. So this is what we're going to do. And that's just, Abby is under you, right? Easy fix. What do you want to say something? Yeah. Go ahead.
Abby and Samuel, have you taken the assessment and you wanted to get your results, or you wanted to take the assessment?
I want to take the assessment.
And I will.
It's all good. Look, check it out. It's easy. Monica, get on the phone with Shannon. Stay on the phone until it gets done. You know what I'm saying? Like, until the access gets done, and then you can hang up. Monica, Grace, stay on the phone with Abby.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And just let, like, Abby say, I'm clicking here, right? Because it can be something just as small as they're clicking in the wrong spot, or it could be something just as small as going to spam. Either way, if two people come together and walk right through it and persist, the universe has no choice but to lean over that. That's easy, right?
I have a question. It's not,
they might have even changed something internally. If Phil said they didn't have a code before and they are now, I'm just a thought. So keep that in mind when you go in there.
Right. And you're probably right, but we're gonna know for sure when both the front line and the back office is doing it at the same time. I'm gonna have a definite answer. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all gonna do it. Easy to do it today. No problem. Like don't like stop getting frustrated. I'm gonna tell you. Like I wish I could tell you something more nicer, but that ain't what millionaires do.
John 2021, this is the year of peace. So be peaceful as you go through the process.
There you go. Like this is just not like getting frustrated. It's little things. It's just not what millionaires do. All right, let me get Prophet Jerry and then Tyranny.
When I went, they sent me a code, and then I went to my regular, I didn't go to spam. I went to my regular where you get regular emails. Like when you send me stuff or people send me stuff, and that's how I got it. So I got through. They gave me a code, and then I put in the code, and then I was able to start.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. They could be having the same problem with me sending out emails. Either way, it's all good. Now, when I say frustrated, let me clear this up, because I'm not going to already feel. I'm using frustrated in the definition of the word, okay? I know you ain't mad, or I know you got your own definition. I mean, if your chemical state has changed in any way, right? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, Tyranny, then Samuel.
I know for my mom when that happened, because she had a Yahoo account, and for whatever reason, it was not going to her Yahoo account. So I utilized one of my Gmail accounts and sent the code to there, because it's going to send the results to the same email account that you create. Like it wasn't in her spam folder or anything on Yahoo. And so I just utilized that. So that might help.
So that makes, that's starting to make a little bit of sense. I'm having the same problem. I'm having the same problem, but you got to remember, everybody just, all right. So we've got what, 15, not 15, I'm exaggerating, but some major hacks that have happened. And so there are some third-party services, apparently I'm using one of them, that have been blocked as a precaution to send to certain domains. You understand? It's more than likely, if we was to ask Abby what email she used, what domain, mm-hmm. Samuel, if they don't match, if we ask enough, we can find some sort of pattern, right? Mm-hmm. For us, it's all MSN, what else? It's... Outlook, anything Microsoft. If it ain't Gmail or Yahoo, we can't get to you, right? Something I'm changing right now anyway, but we can't get to you. This is what it is, right? It's not that it is convenient. It is just that it's one of those things serving us. And if you're going to be a millionaire, it's just serving you. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, listen, whatever angers you controls you. And every single time that you get frustrated, I know you're not frustrated. Just let me talk. Just let me be arrogant, okay? Everything that is altering your chemical state is also pushing away your money. You understand what I'm saying? All right, go ahead, Sammy.
So you're absolutely right, because like even in the Bible talks about the spirit of contentment being abound and abased, you know, always have that balance. And as I've been listening to y'all about the harmony and stuff, right? So, like, even literally last night in my Facebook Live, I'm outside doing it, and a guy behind me is taking his motor. He's just sitting there, but they see what I'm doing, and he takes and revs his motor up. And I'm like, Lord, I thank God I'm changed because I'm trying to keep my frequency. I'm trying to keep my vibrations right. And so I'm using it right. I'm talking to myself. While I was on the live, I said, man, some of y'all know me. Y'all, listen, I didn't change. I said, because normally I'd have went over there and said, you see me on this goddamn thing. Stop playing with me. And might even snatch him off it. But I kept thinking harmony because I said, suckers gonna do what suckers do, and I'm gonna go on to another level. I ain't got time for that. So what I need to do before static hit my body and mess up my frequency and vibrations, I'm gonna check out y'all. Y'all have a good night because I gotta go to work anyway. Do you left? That's how I ended my video.
Appreciate you. Your video was awesome this morning too. Appreciate it. Was this morning. Nah, listen, Sammy, I promise you had a whole bunch of people agree with you. Yeah, I would have knocked him off that bike too. Let me tell you, had a whole bunch of people agree with you. Since we're here, an option I would have done was, let's say that happened to me and I'm doing my live like this with no headphones. Then I would say, okay, hey, we need to go to the store and I'm going to get some noise cancellation headphones. Y'all, I blame myself for everything. I'm telling you what I do. Motorcycle said, you know what I'm going to do then? I'm going to get some noise cancellation. Like, see what I did? I didn't blame the motorcycle. I said, I'm going to get some noise cancellation headphones. That was my fault. My problem was I didn't go spend $30 to invest in the quality of my audio on my video. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then when that happens next, I just do this here as he's talking or something, right? And if that keep happening, then I'll go to some quiet room. So I don't know, but I will always put it on me. Go ahead, Sammy.
I thank you for that input because I didn't know about that noise reduction. But let me explain this, what happened. Where I'm from in the D.C. metropolitan area, I did not notice until I got a private message this morning. And this person said, man, people talking about you like crazy. She said, you didn't change so much from when we were young.
Good. That's good. He froze up on us. No worries. He'll come back. I'll talk until you come back. But it's good to see somebody's changed. You feel me? Now, me and Chris were shooting videos yesterday. Let me tell y'all something. Everybody was happy. As soon as we started shooting videos, everybody started dying. Let me tell you, it was 5 ambulances came across, police came across. Like, as soon as this man hit record, all hell broke loose. I'm not lying. All hell broke loose. And I told Chris, I started to stop it. You know what I'm saying? And Sammy's been trying to talk, but I started to stop it. But I just kept going through it, right? I kept going. Oh, he dropped off entirely this time. Yeah, I kept going through it, no problem. But I was mic'd up. Now, this was a $300 mic in this case, right? You know what I'm saying? Mic'd up. And it didn't really pick it up too much because of the noise cancellation and the mic being right here on the lapel, blah, blah, blah. Anywho, my point here is, my friends, don't hit that lid and then, like, start coasting or start being regular you. Remember, it is you that's in your way. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. All right, good stuff. Let me keep on going down my list. If this is your first time here, this is me literally running this company. I don't run it by myself, but you get the point. And this is when this our private meeting. We made a good living during the beginning of the COVID-19 crisis. You would hear a lot of stuff. And we just figured, hey, we ought to open it up so everybody can borrow from us. So your only job here is to steal. Take what works here. Work it back to your company. If you got people like me who come to work and die for you every day, you need to make sure they die for themselves too. I said something. I said a whole big thing right there. You know what I'm saying? I said something. Come on, Sam, you come on back, man. Tell us about your change. I ain't worried about no reception. We want to hear your testimony.
As God continues to work on me and prune me and giving me people, I tell you what, and the word it says, when you wage war against something, seek many wise advisors and counsel. So because you live the lifestyle like I live, and because other people that have wisdom in what they're doing, and I'm waging war against my old self, even though I'm not where I used to be, but I can definitely do a lot better. So I'm taking all these different impartation. And what I do to encourage people, I tell them, I say, listen, life is like a piece of chicken. Eat what you can off of and then throw the rest away. If it can't feed you, if the gristle, like, well, some old school folks will eat the gristle and all that stuff. But if you don't, what you can, and what meat you can't get off of it, throw the rest away if it don't apply to you. And that's one of the things that, and I tell them, but be careful, because sometimes what may feed you today may not show up for another year or two. So
that's facts. That's big facts.
So I just encourage everybody, because even this morning on the call, like I asked about the Buckingham Challenge for another person. Now, and yes, I do. I have a strong personality like Eric Thomas. So I try to tell a lot of people, yo, listen, I'm not upset with you or nothing. Like I'm just an energetic type person like that. I still have a sports mentality. However, at the same time, I'm learning how to balance it and challenge it and pushing and stuff. Because as I'm learning how to shift from, okay, straight up, here we go. Talk about testimony. Had I signed up in 2019 when Pam was talking to me?
Talk to me now.
There's some financial stuff that I wouldn't be in right now today had I signed up in 2019, because I would have been taking the goddamn classes. I would have been applying 10, 10, 10, 70. I was already doing the 10 with God, but there's some other stuff that you added. And I knew about, because of my parents, about to put the money in the account. But you know what I kept saying all year? I'm going to do that sometime this year. And then here was the key. I kept trying to wait for the right moment instead of just doing it. Straight out. Because I kept telling Pam, well, let me get this straight. Let me get that straight. Yes, I was making a lot of money. But then when the pandemic hit, you know, I was hanging out, helping family individuals. And I always, there's times I let people I barely even know come stay in my house and stay for a month or two. So there's some harvests I'm receiving right now. And pretty much God didn't make me have to receive them, because I was so used to get, like, doing stuff. But then at the same time, I wasn't doing like the ant in the Bible, storing up for later, because I had a hustle mentality. Oh, I can go right back and get that. Go right back and get that. And he's been breaking me of that as I've been learning the different things that y'all teaching to store up like the ant that the Bible talk about for those rainy days. Even like the seed time harvest thing that you talked about, I used that the other night, where you take that piece of corn that you put in the ground for a seed. Then the harvest comes up. And then from the harvest, people eat off of that. So, and I'm a person big about helping people. So the things that I've been learning, there's some areas that I was good at that y'all enhancing me further. In my weak areas are becoming good, especially that computer thing. I didn't learn how to do them after 4 months of trying. I didn't learn how to finally do flyers. I don't know if people seen them or not. And then I was talking to Renico last night. I called to check on about her father, right? I mean, praising with her, you know, praise report with her. And the next thing you know, I definitely know that from church, but I just know what you're talking about, what we do as a group, everybody check on everybody, all that stuff, right? So I'm doing that even because even God tells us to do it. But for something as powerful as this, and we have a foundation of God, also reproducing. You know what, real quick sidetrack. You know what made me laugh about you? I said, man, this
what's
man
that brought that?
Huh?
I said, what's that?
I said, this man that brung how gangs function in the world to the business world, because Bloods exactly. And Crips, Rolling 60s, and all of that will take care of people. And that's why they will run with a gang before they run with church people. Because church people be talking that talk and don't be about that walk. But them gangs be doing a thing. And I said, you done brought a gang thing to business world and people don't even see it and know it. That's because they haven't lived the life.
All I know is the streets. Everything I know from business comes from the streets. I'm telling y'all.
And the thing is, but it's the thing that we're supposed to do as Christians or Islam, whatever you follow, it's about helping people. And we're supposed to function like that, period. And that's why I love it. But back to what I was saying, man, I've learned so much where it's taking my weak area strong, and my good area is greater. So, and I just try to encourage people from the bottom of my heart. I've had ministers and pastors come at me, but you know what? I handle it different. And that was something that I was working on this year, period, from the beginning of January. Y'all have pushed the envelope and pushed me even further in that. As far as that contentment and harmony, because as I was talking to Renico last night, I talked about how God says, I'll use your enemy as your footstool if you stay humble and stuff. And you celebrate people when they're doing things, because I give you a case in point. I said, I don't know how. I told Ty, I said, I don't know how I'm gonna get a laptop in January and February, but that thing gonna happen. I said, my money messed up, but I need to do certain things on this laptop. So I celebrated Tanya when Monica was telling me about it. I'm celebrating, right? I messed around. I forgot, was it yesterday? Yes. On the middle of my live, I'm sitting there and I said, Tanya got to tell y'all about her stuff and celebrating. I'm celebrating Michelle because she listened to what Sasha had to say about the L. Well, I took it to Michelle about the LLC with your taxes. Michelle and went and done that. Celebrating her. And I said, man, because my stuff was acting up. I said, I can't wait to get my laptop. And Michelle said, you need a laptop. I got an extra one. When you need it? I said, now. So just celebrating other people, mean a lot, still serving, even in my condition, and keeping my harmony with folks has done so much. And I know this is your day, so keep on rolling, bro.
Nah, this is your day. Y'all unmute y'all.
Good job, Sam, y'all.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, I knew to let you talk. I knew when your energy started changing and the phone went out, I said, oh, yeah, he got something to say to this. Them opposing forces try to show up on him. I say, yeah, buddy, I do better. No, I don't know what to tell you, man. I am very, very happy for you, for sure. And real recognize real. You know where I come from. I know where you come from. You understand what I'm saying? So yeah, buddy. Nah, man. It's good when people start talking about you for what you actually are, and you're proud of it. Man, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. No, they've always been right about me. And I just used to always be tripping. You know what I'm saying? But they ain't never lied on me. That ain't the way it happened, Jerome. They lied on me. They told you who I was. You know, they was just telling my business. You know, now they telling my business, and it's a good thing. You understand? It's a good thing. But they ain't never lied on me, Grace. If y'all heard something about me, just ask, what year was that? You know, just do that. Just do that. Now, because it's true. Let me just tell you, it's true. It depends on what year it was. Your software, I'm going to pull. So there are so many major upgrades happening that you will find out in May at the Mexican conference. One of those major upgrades was Vibin. Okay. All right. Yes. I pulled that from May and said, don't give them to it now. You understand? Another major upgrade that's from May would be your new looking software with new features. I'm pulling that from May. So you need to expect it end of February, beginning of March.
Woo! Woo!
Okay. In the new software, you'll be able to see your entire genealogy.
Woo!
It's the number one complaint, right? It's the number one complaint. It's the number one. If nothing else, that's the one. Go ahead.
You said the end of February, beginning of March, expect that?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to hold it to May. I'm going to pull it now. You're going to be able to, you're not losing anything. We got, if you got an Excel, if you got it on this one, if your team got it, we got a full record of everybody. You understand? We got a full record of everybody. You ain't got to worry about that. In fact, you just did payroll, right? Because my email just kept going on. So those who deserve to get paid, you just got paid. You understand? Like, payroll just happened while Samuel was testifying. I need y'all. Let me say it a different way. In the middle of a pandemic, somebody got paid.
What? All right.
for referring people. Okay. Did that work better? Okay. Let me tell y'all something, man. Listen, I got a video on the internet right now on my page, my YouTube page. It's called "The Internet Is Your Last Chance to Get Rich." I told y'all 2 years ago that this stuff was going to happen, and boomers need to pay especially close attention, because if you do not take advantage of getting paid for sitting on your hiney, you're going to miss this opportunity. I did say that. It's in the video. If I were you, go. Grace, not you. Deanna, stop multitasking a different way. Go to my page. It's in the business, sales, and marketing playlist, like on the homepage, somewhere in the beginning. It's just gonna, it says, "The internet's your last chance to get rich." And put that link out here. My YouTube page would be the easiest way to find it. Yes, the YouTube page. I got it in the playlist on the main page. So she's gonna find that for y'all. So yeah. Yes, ma'am. Whoever that is.
Good morning. This is Sarah.
What's happening?
Hey, so that's the video I was sharing about a week ago. when you did that in 2017. And you talked about how the internet was the next best thing. Like, if you're not internet, you're losing money, and that it's going to shift. Like, that's going to be mainstream income, is basically what you were saying. And that's your $1 million book, you know, your $1 million.
Right. I remember you talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm. So most definitely. I know that video because I watched it.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, the internet's your last chance to get rich. That was 2017. So it's almost, I'm curious, when you find it, share your screen. I want to see the date on it. It's almost 4 years old. Y'all, I got a whole lot of "I told you so" moments here, okay, in the last 4 years or something. It's a whole lot of them. There's a shift, and I ain't talking about like universal esoteric shift. I'm telling you.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
You just need to understand war to know where to go. So let's you find it. Okay, you can share the screen so we can see the date and stuff, and then put the link out in the chat, and then Grace, grab it from the chat and put it in the groups. So this is that's not. Okay, I put it up late. So there you go. Why the internet's your last chance to get rich. There it is. 2019, it went up. I'll be posting stuff 2 years late and stuff. But now, so there you go. Now check this out. You get to have all that. It's yours. It's up there. Boom. Now here's what's cool about what's happening. If you understand war, Steve should be able to look at what they are attacking. Who is they? We're just going to say lawmakers. Let's just say that, okay? If lawmakers are attacking something, don't take their side, process the information. Do you understand? Don't take a side. Ask yourself, when do we attack things? When it scares us. You do understand that? If a little chihuahua, the little dog that people put in their purses, Chihuahua. All right, you know what I'm talking about. If a Chihuahua run in your house and you don't know that Chihuahua, you're probably not going to be scared because you understand it. You understand? If a pit bull run into your house, you're probably going to have to kill it. You understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like, when we're scared of something, we attack it.
Okay, Antonio?
Go ahead, Deanna, then Phil. Oh, go Phil, then Deanna. Okay. Yes.
No, go Deanna.
I was just going to say, and that's the crazy thing. You should be more afraid of the little chihuahua that run up in your house than the pit bull.
Whatever we scared of, we attack. That's why y'all kill rats, kill roaches. You don't know what kind of diseases they got on them. Go ahead, Phil.
We attack, but our other option is run. So you either attack what you're dealing with or you run from it. So ask you, are you attacking the opportunity you have here, or are you running from the opportunity you have here?
Watch yourself, Phil.
Fight or flight.
Oh, my. That's it. That's it, right? But if the politicians are attacking it, that's where you should be. They don't like Bitcoin, do they?
Yeah.
It's changing the world. It's threatening their job. They don't like the internet. Can't even use it. It's threatening their jobs. We literally vote for contestants online. We count 100 million votes in 30 minutes online. Safe, secure. Even let you vote more than once. But there's not a civilized country in the world that has online voting for politicians. Why? It's simple. Because the internet would change the power structure. Why? Because most of the world doesn't own property. And when you don't own property, when you need money, you typically vote for people who are going to give you money and help you get property. And that party is not the same party that typically is in power. Do you understand? I don't care either way. What I'm trying to, if you want to know how I vote, none of y'all would vote if it was based on me. Like, if you ain't own nothing, you can't vote. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to divide everything. That's just me. So you don't want to know how I feel about voting. You know what I'm saying? What I'm trying to tell you is, when people are afraid of something, if you understand war, look at what they fight and then say, I wonder why they're doing that. And start investing over there. I do it every second of my life. I have ATS prepared for a full onslaught of blockchain. I am building a blockchain division of ATS and been doing it for 3 years. The problem, Phil, it took me 18 months just to understand it. But it's real talk. I had to read way too much just to understand it. Now, I understood it immediately, the concept. But then to take advantage of it, that was different, right? The coding of it, et cetera, et cetera. I'm already moving us to blockchain. Everybody else see education. If they attack it, go look at that. So your software has major upgrades. I would look out. There's a reason why I brought that up. Some of you are going to be like Steve, be like Jerry. You're going to take advantage of the time that is now. Let me. So, Rayfield, I'm just talking to you. I'm just talking to you. Some of them is going to recognize psychological effect. Is Ken on? You know, okay, you know, he be selling cars. He's on. All right.
I'm here. I'm all right. Listening.
Ken. Me and Ken was talking Wednesday at the meeting. And he had 15 rooms for us to choose from. You know, all these. And the more we walk, the bigger the room got. You know what I'm saying? And the prettier it got. I chose the smallest. Ken, can you tell them why I chose the smallest one? Phil gave it a thumbs up.
You told me, but I forgot.
Yeah, it was, I said there's a psychological effect of putting six people in a room of 300. You're like, oh man, we're not growing. I said, we're going to start off with the smallest room. And then once we outgrow it, I ain't moving it. I'm going to make y'all go get chairs out of the room. Put it in there. So the next week, we're going to do it again. And we're going to get it all on camera and keep doing it again. And finally, when everybody's like, oh my God, please move us, then I'm going to move you.
Antonio? Yeah, Tom Peters, when he would book rooms, when he would do his seminars around the country, he always booked a venue where he knew he would sell out. He could have picked any size venue, but he always picked a venue that he knew he would sell out because that's what he wanted the word on the street to be. Oh, Tom Peters sells out. So you're exactly right. You always want to have less chairs because there's a psychological effect bringing in extra chairs. You're telling people a message. If you have a big room and look at all these people didn't show up. So you were right in that.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. Well, I learned that just from doing music. Yeah, just, you know, trying to be a rapper. It's easier to, you know, the best concerts you do is the ones that stand in room only, even if it's six people up in there. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, the reason I'm telling you this before I get Sam, because some of y'all going to take advantage of that psychological effect. Some of you, like, well, what's our girl that just keep doing it? Elliot.
Christine.
Christine ain't playing with none of y'all. I don't know what is going on in her head. Is she here? Mm-hmm. Okay, she ain't playing with none of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like Christine is going to be, she's going to see, right? She's going to see. She can't really see her work the way she wants to. Here's going to be the psychological effect. Once that new upgrade happens, she's going to fool around and see. I got 400 people. What the? Imagine if somebody log in one day and see they got 400 people. Think about that psychological effect on that person and y'all ready for this? All the people under them or with them on their success team, they now have no choice but to look at Christine as that leader. Mm-hmm. Come on, Sandy. I said something. They're catching on a ride home.
You're right. And I just want to add, when you talk about people attacking what they don't understand, and Phil was right too, people flee from what they don't understand, that's true. But let me show you how much so. Have you ever been to a carryout or a Korean store to go in the store and you don't understand what they're saying? When you don't have the harmony and you're just in your regular rawness and you get frustrated because you don't understand. So I even encourage people when I'm on my lives, I say, listen, I've known Pam for 20 years, but as I've been putting myself around more successful people, it's a whole nother language. It's like speaking Chinese, but I have to learn it because I'm in their country now of successful people. And as I talk like that and the certain things I'm learning from the classes and different lives with you all, Zoom calls in the morning or in the evening when I can participate, people get frustrated because they're not understanding what I'm saying. And I've had ministers and pastors come on in my private messages attacking what I'm doing, talking about agenda. I had one tell me, if you're obedient to God, he'll give you favor. You don't have to worry about being prosperous. I said, that's a lie because David was straight disobedient. He got somebody wife pregnant and killed the man. Don't you tell me about what God still showed him favor because he was after his own heart. I said, Moses killed somebody. Saul on his way to Damascus became Paul and he was straight killing people. Don't you tell me God won't show you favor even in your disobedience. I said, God will break a rule to save somebody. And I said, y'all talking about y'all about the community, but the reason they don't understand, because they're not speaking the language and being around people who are very successful and think it's just all about prosperity, when I clearly don't say it's about prosperity. But because I'm speaking a language of very successful people like you all in, that you have on your team, and Lady Hale and all these other different people, you know, Dr. Trask, all these different people that come on that are successful in six figures and seven figures, and you're going to eight figures, they don't understand. So they attack you without the knowledge and the wisdom. And if they would do like the Bible say, wage war against their own mindset and seek many wise advisors and counsel, and you will see the people talking the same way, because we one member, one body. So I say it's another language. I said, you know what? This is the one, and I'm off. I said, guess what? If you want to be a hustler in the hood, there's a certain language you got to speak and learn. And you got to learn from the best or you'll get killed out there. Like what you said, when you got your first five houses and how you lost them, you didn't know all the language.
Lost all of them.
You didn't know all the language. Again, y'all, I'm like Eric Thomas. So just seriously, don't get frustrated when people don't follow you. Don't get, listen, keep putting your seeds in, keep grinding. Listen, man, I got a blessing for you when I get all the way straight. I promise you. Because you, Grace, Monica, all y'all have been working with me in this season. But the only way certain things has been able to happen for me in this season is because the way I operate and give stuff, it's now coming back. But it's a different language. Give and reciprocate. Like, yo. But anyway, I'm done.
Nah, that's, you're right, man. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Go ahead, Papa Jared.
It's powerful to hear Sam talk, because I know, and to know the language of what you're saying. I tried to tell somebody about what's going on, and because of their mindset is so set back on tradition. You know, we're talking about religion now. Their mindset is so set on the Bible and church, but don't have an open mind. That's where it comes at. You got to have an open mind, because you look at what Tanya's doing with the thing she does on Saturday. The retraining your mind. I can't think of the words right now because I get my words twisted up.
You're doing well, though.
If I didn't take that class, I wouldn't be here right now. I mean, I would be alive probably, but I wouldn't be here on this live now. Reason why I say that is because my mindset was saying, I can't do nothing. My mindset was set as, I'm trapped, I'm laying in the bed, I'm in the wheelchair, I can't do nothing else. But when you change your mindset, when you change yourself and say, I could do better, man, I'm sitting up on the edge of the bed now eating at dinner time, where I couldn't hardly sit up. Me and the fiance sitting, you know, from each other, and she ain't got to worry about holding me up. And then me feeding myself, she ain't got to worry about holding me up. I didn't get to stand yet. But because of my mindset, and because the energy that I changed.
Come on, keep talking, man.
So, whoever's on here, if you're new or whatever, you got to change your mindset. I'm able to move my feet up and down now. I'm able to move my legs up and down now. Because of my mindset, not because of God. I do give God the glory. But I had to change my mindset, because church will tell you God is doing everything. But if you don't do nothing, faith without works are dead. So if you don't do nothing, what's the result you're going to get? Not a darn thing. Excuse me for saying darn, but not a darn thing. So I'm not that millionaire yet. I'm not that billionaire yet, but watch out. But when I get there, I'm coming to Texas.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
We need to capture that video for his testimonial so that when he isn't standing up and walking on stage, that's it. So we show this to the audience, and then ladies and gentlemen, welcome Prophet Jerry, and he comes walking in from behind the curtain.
Wow. Grace, send me.
Let me say something real quick before
today's date. Okay.
Your walk with God. Chris. Your walk with God. Take a seat.
Yeah, your walk with God. There it is. Give me today's date, Chris. Grace. And then you're going to tell me at 8:55 a.m. Prophet Jerry walk testimony. make sure. Got it. Now I know where to go. Which video and where to slice of that. Well, I was going to say some business stuff, but I'll say this here. I found out something. This is it. I found out that there's power in words a while ago. And typically, you don't want to keep your blessings in the future. You know what I'm saying? You don't. You don't want to keep them in the future. But they always stay in the future. Right? You want to kind of pull them from the future. But when you don't have nothing, I'm closing, Jerome. When you don't have nothing, you know, that future talk don't really work well. You understand. I mean, you know, that pull it from the future to the present, that's not, you know, I'm hungry. I can't pull imaginary food. You understand? I know I should be thinking that I can, and I know you're right, but my stomach growling won't let me hear you properly. I'm just talking to some struggling folk. I'm not talking to everybody. Some of you folk that don't pretend to struggle, I'm not talking to y'all. But for some of you folk in the active struggle right now, active struggle, you don't know what is going to happen 2 days from now with your life. I'm talking to these folk. You understand? You have no idea how you paid your rent just last month, but it got paid. I'm just talking to those folks. You understand? You knew you shouldn't have went Christmas shopping, barely went Christmas shopping, and you were set back before the setback, those folks. You have to start focusing on that future, okay? Typically, I'm supposed to tell you don't. Listen to what he said. I'm not the billionaire yet. And I was supposed to say, no. Keep it in the yet for right now, Jerry. I'm gonna go against that right now. I'm gonna tell you, keep it there. What I want you to do is I want you to add, I'm on the way. Can I teach you about active voice for a second? If I'm standing on top of stairs, everyone see me standing on top of stairs. If I go downstairs, it means that I was upstairs. I have journeyed to the down. The journey is over. Can everybody? Is everybody with me? Because I'm. This is for you. We go. If I'm at the top of the stairs, I'm going to teach you about language. But at the top of the stairs, Jerome, it means that I go downstairs. It means that I have taken you as a third party. You know I have traveled. You understand? But the traveling that I've done, Jeanette, ain't that far long ago. It's in an active voice as if I'll go downstairs. When? Right now. If I say I went downstairs, that's a whole different meaning. So if I'm standing upstairs and I went downstairs, Daoud, this says, I have taken the journey. I'm done with the journey. Now I'm looking back. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If I go, that doesn't give you the thought process that I have completely finished and now looking back. If I went, y'all call that past tense, it means that I'm done. You understand? I used to be traveling. Now I'm doing something else, undefined, but I'm looking back. Neither of these things is going to put Prophet Jerry to that million. It's that participle. Can I take you back on them steps? Mm-hmm. Back on them steps. When Prophet Jerry say, I'm going downstairs. Runway's clear, Grace. I'm going downstairs. Same stairs, different meaning. Same position, different meaning. So see, what Prophet Jerry is saying is, I am upstairs. I have not yet reached my destination, but I'm on my way. Somebody should have shouted right there, right there. Somebody should have shouted, right? Like, when you say I'm going downstairs, it means I ain't got all the steps done, Jerome. I haven't done all that I should on my route, Daoud. I'm not there. And you're judging me for not being there, but I promise you, I'm on my way. I'd have made myself happy. And when you're broke, when everything around you is broken, I can't convince you you got it already. At least I can convince you to be on your way. Right, yeah. I just want to say it to anybody. Right?
Come on now, say that.
Watch it, preacher.
I need you to understand that every now and then you got to be participling yourself somewhere. Yeah. What's a participle? It means an action has taken place. It is an ongoing action at that. You understand? You know, many people cut the cameras out. It's an action that has taken place. That action is ongoing. And this is my favorite part about a participle. And there's no end in sight.
Watch it, Reverend.
You understand? Now, see, when you're in my position, you need the end to be in sight because I've got enough experience and hope. But back in 2008, I didn't need to know where the end was. I just needed to know I was going to get there broken legs or not. I knew that I had to go down them stairs and there was no end in sight. So no matter what slayed me, no matter what was in the valley of darkness, I was not going to have an end in sight. Am I talking to somebody out there? I was trying to tell you something.
You're speaking real well.
I was trying to tell you something boring about how, you know, the next thing on my list was I was supposed to tell you, Jerry, I like that win back approach you brought up three meetings ago. That's what I was supposed to say next. He's doing a win back approach. That, real talk. It's in my notes. That's what I was supposed to say next. But Prophet Jerry just jumped up in my ears. You understand?
Come on now. Come on.
Every now and then, y'all, you got to keep yourself going. I'm not the billionaire yet. All right. And that's okay when all you got is bad stuff. Because once you start moving, what happens is you start moving out the bad. All right. T.D. Jakes says it this way. And every time T.D. Jakes talks, he makes me want to punch a wall and run through it. You understand? T.D. Jakes says, the more you chase your dreams, the more you distance yourself from your past. All right. Oh! Yeah, he,
wow. Say that.
The
say
more that. He chase walking is the more he'll distance himself from the wheelchair. I wish I had somebody. I'm just...
Hey, sir, please, I hate to interrupt you. 10 seconds. What I tell myself is, ain't no way the devil gonna let me make all that money in this that I was making and spend it any kind of way, and God gonna not add that much more value because I'm doing stuff the way I'm supposed to do in this earth, and he ain't gonna bless me triple because I'm a hustler like that.
God ain't never let down somebody that believes in God. If you just stay focused. They gonna tell Steve, why you up there in the den listening to all that stuff? They gonna say it. That ain't got nothing to do with he's on the way.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Let me understand. I'm just trying to tell you that if it's raining, I have now told you that the action has occurred. I don't know when it's gonna stop. Because there's no end in sight. Can I say that one more time? If it is raining, I have now just communicated to you, I don't know when it started, but it started. It's happening right now, and I can't tell you when it's gonna stop. Okay, third time, everybody gonna get it, because this time I put profit in there. I can't tell you when profit started. Uh-oh. You see what I just did there? Everybody gets it now.
Watch it, sir.
I don't know when he going in, but I can tell you he doing it right now. I wish I just had one or two people in here. I could help myself great. Who would just testify with me that I am going and I ain't stopping.
So as we journey, I ain't stopping.
Come on now. As we journey ourselves towards the end of today, get started. Just get started. Later, I'll tell you. All right, prophet, get it out the future. Let's put a date on it. But you can't put a date on something when you're trying to commit suicide today.
All right.
And if you ain't been there, you don't know that. That's, you know what I'm saying. If it's some folk on this call right now thinking about suicide. Don't fool me. I ain't no dummy. I came from a trash can. I understand where you at. There's some folk on here right now that literally can't do it no more. How many of you willing to admit if you take another loss, you're going to lose your damn mind? Who's out there that knows exactly what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You can't take another loss. You don't know what you're going to do. And if it wasn't for them kids, you probably would have already did something stupid. Help me out, somebody.
I've been
you
there.
You understand what I'm saying?
You speaking well. You speaking real well.
I can't tell folk that can't see past today to call a date into the future. That's not proper advice. That's that get on stage so I can sell you my cassette tape advice. That's why motivational speakers make me sick. You know what I'm saying? I need practical advice. I need somebody to tell me, I know you want to take your life. Hell, I can't help you. What I can tell you is, let's just dominate the next 10 minutes. If we survive the next 10 minutes, then let's do another 10 minutes. All right, sugar, we got the 20 minutes. You all right? Let's do another 10 minutes.
3 years to get to those 20 minutes, though. 3 years to 20 minutes of not thinking.
I ain't got that.
Because it was an everyday thought. It became part of my life. Is it going to be today? How am I going to do it? Is it going to be the pills? Am I going to cut my wrist? Am I going to shoot myself in the head? It was an everyday, for years, an everyday thought. And now I have to look sometimes and I think, you know what? I haven't thought about suicide in years. It's like, wow. You know, it's like not being in pain. I haven't been in pain for years. So, yeah, it's real.
You ain't the only one. Last thing I'll say, I watched on my timeline this morning. There's a guy on my timeline that celebrated. It threw me off. It threw me off. I caught the energy was nothing but positive, Steve. But my brain couldn't process. Like all my training said, this is wrong. But my soul said, this is good. So I had a crisis this morning. There's a guy on my timeline celebrating the amputation is done. No more pain. And the picture, right leg was completely amputated, you know, but I can tell, but with no bandage on it. But the left one was amputated with a bandage. He got nothing past the shin. You understand? The middle of the shin, it's gone. And that post bothered me because I understood it was a celebratory moment for him. But my brain couldn't catch his energy because the programming I got in my head. So I didn't even know we was friends. I had no choice but to use my thumb, click the profile. First thing I saw on the profile was his picture with one prosthetic leg. I said, okay, that explains the one leg with no bandage. Now, he really messed my head up, Steve, because now you got rid of the other leg and you celebrate. No more pain. I didn't know what to do. You understand what I'm saying? I had no idea what to do, but I knew my soul was rejoicing, but my brain had a problem. So I had to shut my brain off and just get connected to him. I had somebody, Lord have mercy. I just, you know, hold on. I'm going to find it. I want y'all to say
that. When you're in that kind of pain and you're not seeing yourself as a whole individual any longer, you're not able to do the things that you used to do, that's like a part of what the pain is all about up here. So when you disconnect, like I was a cutter at one time, and when I would cut, that disconnected me from the pain that was going on in my head from all the other stuff. And I was relieved, even though I caused something else, but there was no pain. And that's what so many people don't understand. We're not trying to get
it. Yeah.
Not trying to do anything. We just want to know that the pain is gone.
That's it. Well, she's right. But I didn't tell y'all what happened next. The man preached to me, never said a word, taught me something. And I had to shut off what I knew so I can catch his soul. Let me show you. I pulled the actual picture up. I wouldn't lie to you. 13 hours ago, my amputation went well. No more pain. This part messed me up. Now it's time to progress to the next level. I wouldn't lie to y'all. Look, you can tell that one's old. You can tell that one just happened. And I recognize a man with no legs woke up more grateful than me.
Reverend! Reverend!
I told you, it messed my head up. When I shut my brain off, I finally figured out what was bothering me. I just woke up this morning, Steve. He woke up grateful. We are not the same. Prophet, I say to you, you remind me of that man today.
Wow.
Listen, God damn, let me put him back on the screen. I need people to hit and see this. When Prophet was just talking, Prophet said, I can't use my legs. Me and my baby. She was sitting on the side. I could sit up, but I couldn't use my legs. And that made me think about a man that woke up better than me who can't use his legs. And this man's message is no more pain. Now it's time to progress. And I only know this man. I had no idea we was friends. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna show you one more time. Because obviously a bunch of people like it. And hopefully he preached to all these people. That man ain't said one word. Ain't marched nowhere. Ain't built no company. His life, his work. Now, with no legs, I can walk to the next level. Man, get out of here, man. Like I said, today I'm a lesser man than he is. I woke up with legs, half of him. He woke up with no legs, more than me. See, I didn't have a problem when I woke up. I just woke up. I just went through the routine. That ain't how he woke up. That man woke up saying, I ain't got no legs, but I'm going further than I ever been in my life. That's, God damn it, that's how you wake up. That's how you wake up. So I don't know what's going on with y'all, but that's how I want to wake up.
You just woke me up, and I've been woke for a long time.
Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better.
Being grateful.
You can dominate. Thank y'all so much. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
When's the next? I'm done. When's our next get together?
For me, it was 12 o'clock
p.m. Central Standard Time. I will be talking about how to build, how I'm building my own media empire. And I'm going to give away all those answers to you today. Okay? I mean, yes, there you go. Talk about that at 12 o'clock. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Wake up like Mr. Derek Lewis, I believe his name was. I got to meet that guy. All right, everybody. Have a good one.
And I'm sending it right to my publisher.
Love you more.
Love everybody.
Love you, bro. You guys.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they would skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.